never show weakness. We never show the world this mountain of problems. Are you with me? We're told that boys don't cry and all that stuff. We're told that you must walk in dignity. You must always look in control. You must seem to be in control. And all of that this does, in God's eyes, I believe, it is just pride. It is just a place in your life where you're saying, I'm keeping the door closed. And like I said, God is a gentleman. He would not break down. He would not kick down the door of your heart to come in and help with the problems. And I want to speak to some people like that. You know what? To humble yourself doesn't mean to make a fool out of yourself. It doesn't mean that you must come and, you know, do something weird. It just means open the door to your heart. Because I'm a gentleman. I want you to cast your cares upon me, but I'm not going to force it. So for some of us, it's like a religious change, shift that needs to happen. That in God, and also the Bible also says, don't cast your pearls before swine. You don't have to open up and humble yourself towards anybody, but at least to God, we can sometimes soften up and say, Lord, yes, sir, this facade that I'm putting up looks fantastic. And everybody thinks I'm in control, but at the back, come on, Greg. But at the back, I'm not in control. And this morning, the challenge is that we must come to the place, get to the place where we cast our cares upon God and where we open the door and say, Lord, I'm going to humble myself, but please help me here. But you know what? That does not come naturally for us. We want to stay in control. But your answer, your rest lies behind the open door. You can't find the rest if you keep the door closed. Are you with me? You understand what I'm saying? Amen. The last scripture that I want to read, and then we can all partake of communion, is Hebrews 4, verse 14 to 5, verse 3. It says, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. For every high priest taken from among men is appointed on behalf of men in things pertaining to God, in order to offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. He can deal gently with the ignorant and misguided, since he himself also is beset with weakness. And because of it, he is obliged to offer sacrifices of sin as for the people. Now, the scripture speaks of Jesus Christ. He's the one that's trying to tell us, I am God, yes. I dwell in the holy places, but I also dwell with your contrite heart. I dwell with your weaknesses. I want to speak to me about your weaknesses. Open the door. I want to give you rest. You know, sometimes Christians can even walk around. We walk around with these massive burdens. And Jesus says, take my yoke upon me. Break that thing, that bondage thing. Take mine. It's easy. It's light. Hebrews 5 verse 2, it says, he's able to exercise gentleness and forbearance toward the ignorant and erring, since he himself also is liable to moral weakness and physical infirmity. I just want to tell you one last story, which will hopefully summarize. Somebody once told me that if you're a boss in a company somewhere, and somebody comes to you with a problem into your office, you must see the problem like this guy, the problem is like a bunch of monkeys. Don't worry, I'm going to make a point. I'm getting there. And while that guy shares his problem, he's brought in his monkeys into the office. When he leaves, you must just make sure he takes all his monkeys with him. Otherwise, his problems become your problems. Have you seen these monkeys? Or they're actually baboons in Cape Town. They would, if you don't lock your house there, Cape Peninsula, if you don't lock your house, those baboons come in, they open the fridge, start reading the newspaper. They do every. If you don't stop them, they'll come in. In Indonesia, they also, I didn't go there, but I think Mark and them went, these monkeys, if you have food in your hand, you can hold it like this. They're not very big, the monkeys, but they'll get to that food and they'll eat it. So a good boss will make sure that when people come to him with their problems, their monkeys, that he tries to help, but then he sends them out with the monkeys. Because otherwise you're left with some monkeys and you need to sort it out. You know what? Our God is not a God like that. We can always come into his office with our monkeys. And he's not the God that says, that wants to delegate properly and says, okay, you need to do this and this. Can you please go and take all your monkeys out? He's the one that says, los hy goed hier. Cast it here. Leave it. And sometimes we take some of the stuff back with us. But God says, leave the stuff here. I want to help. Amen. We're going to worship now afterwards. And maybe you'll ask me, okay, Theo, where does this start? How do I start giving over? It starts with worship. One place it can start. It doesn't have to be in worship on Sunday here. It can be when you go home now and you're too shy to tell anybody about your problems. That's fine. You know, we must get rid of this thing that everybody needs to repent and confess in church. My God does not stay only here. He's at home also. But it starts where you maybe close that door and you say, Jesus, I struggle with this again. I've made a mistake again. I don't want to walk out of this room with my monkeys. They always go with me. Can I leave some of them behind? You know what Jesus would say? He'd say, yes, please leave them. Can you just grasp this mercy, grace thing? Leave it here. Amen. I want us to partake of communion. And it's communion symbolizes what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross. His body, that's the bread, was pierced and died for us. And his blood was shed so that our sins can be forgiven and washed away. That's why you can cast your things. That's why you can leave your things. Otherwise, you'd have to sacrifice and appease all kinds of things. God says, it's been done. Because of this, because of what Jesus did, now you can enter into the Holy of Holies. Father, we thank you for this morning. And Lord, we want to bless you for who you are. Lord, we're going to go into praise and worship now. And Father, I would pray that you will help people here that might be shy to, in worship, let this just be like a starting point, a catalyst, a reference mark where we can say, but I've started casting my stuff. I've stopped hanging onto them. I've started giving it to my Almighty God. And Father, we want to celebrate what you've done on the cross for us. Firstly, we want to partake of this bread now and say thank you that your body was pierced for us. And Lord, we also thank you for your blood that was shed. And this blood, your word says that life is in the blood. And because your blood was shed, now we can have life in God. We don't have to pay. You've paid. We don't have to do. You've done. But Father, we need a massive mind shift. Because we approach the world like that. And the world out there is nothing like what you are like. So it takes effort from our sides to understand what you mean. But Father, we want to embrace this mercy and grace thing. And Father, help us to stop striving, but to just run with your gifts, to run with your calling on our lives. And we partake of this juice representing your blood in Jesus' name. Okay, can I ask the worship team to come forward?